Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
Back again, Starting Five Podcast on SB Nation Greasy Bread Blues. I am the one P Shark.
Yeah, and this your guy Trevor, aka the 3D guy, picking up a little bit more on the load on the perimeter.
Hey man, it's your boy CD, man, holding it down for the paint while the big fella, he's probably on IR, man. Holla at him and Triple J when you can.
Hashtag the mic.
All I need is one mic.
Yeah, man, we got three men. We from out here, like the Memphis Grizzlies out here. Got people that are questionable to come on that weren't able to come on, like Dylan Brooks, and got other people that was just strictly out like Zaire this week. But shout out to Scott Lito and Tail. But y'all know, man, we back doing our normal recap of the previous week and preview of the next week. And in the upcoming episodes, we'll start back our Twitter questions that we had last year that worked pretty successful with people coming questions. And, you know, maybe even do a Twitter space episode one of these days, you know, man. I can interact more with the fans and everything. But start off, as y'all know, first week, we went 2-1, defeating New York Knicks on opening night in overtime. Defeated Houston Rockets that Friday night with Jabari Grant. Almost came just short of 50 piece at 49 points, defeating them 129 and 122. Before the back-to-back at Saturday against the title episode is this team, my kryptonite, the Dallas Mavericks, beating us by 41 points and 137 to 96. So what are y'all takeaways? And also, Dylan, like I just said, Dylan Brooks was out and Zaire Williams were out all three games. So what are y'all thoughts about the first three games?
It's surprising to me that the Grizzlies out the gate had three games in four nights. I really did not really expect this to really happen scheduling-wise for the Grizzlies. So they just caught the bad end of the schedule. Now, I honestly thought the inverse would happen. I thought that Memphis would kind of take the day off after opening up with the win against Houston, opened up against New York, kind of maybe play a little hard in Houston. And, you know, if they win, they win. If not, they don't, but then they kind of get up for the game Saturday against the Mavericks. But the total opposite happened. I really don't have much to say. I mean, blowouts happen every day. The Grizzlies got caught on a back-to-back in which they really had to play hard in that game Friday against Houston just to get the win, because Houston is no slouch. Like, they got a couple of young pieces that can really, really make it tough for teams. Overall, yeah, when you're missing three key players in your rotation, you're playing three games in four nights. Two of the games really came down to the wire against teams that you're more than likely better than. You're going to get nights like the nights against Dallas. And to be truthfully honest, that Dallas may just be Memphis's kryptonite. And we've talked about this offline. Dallas has that style that's tailor-made for the playoffs, to which they slow everything down, run everything through Luka Doncic, and good luck trying to stop him. It's pretty much just what it is. Good luck trying to stop him. If you run a double at him, he finds the open man. He's got shooters around him. He has a nice complimentary piece now in Christian Wood, who, again, looked like bubble Anthony Davis so far this season. And, it's just what Memphis is night. I mean, nights like this happen all the time, so – you just hope that you just rub this off and just get ready for tomorrow night against Brooklyn. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Last time I checked, the last time there was an undefeated team was the Miami Dolphins in 1971-72 season. So, to your point, Trevor, we're not going to win every game. We're going to lose, of course. Will we want to be blown out? No. But the one thing that it says on the stat sheet, it says lost. It doesn't say lost by 40, 50, what have you. And the Mavericks are contenders. Like, let's call it what it is. This Mavericks team is contending to not only just win the West, but also just, you know, be in the finals themselves. I'll start with the first two games, and then I'll talk about the Mavericks loss. We've talked on maybe on LBR a little bit as well. Just this Knicks team is different. This Knicks team is better than prescribed. And again, there's so much emotion that's tied into the first game of the season. Preseason, we're done. A lot of everything goes into that first game. And so I think the Knicks really gave us a great, you know, game with us, really took us to our limits. The Knicks right now, I don't know if they've won since then or not, but they look much better than they did last year. And then I'll swing it over to the Rockets, man. To your point, Trevor, young guns, ready to go. Give this division that we're in, give us like another 3 years and we will probably be the best division in basketball. Because you're talking about a Rocket team that's up and coming. The Mavericks are here. We're here. The Pelicans are also here. If I were to, as the season begins to trot, I remember last year before the season began, I said we need to win the division. And we did. This year, I'm saying I need to see us be second in the division. And if we're second in the division, I don't see a problem. Of course, we'll be at least a 6 seed or higher. But again, out of the first three games, I like what I see. And if I could put any more stock or money into any other player, because we do have so many out, it's Steven Adams. Steven Adams is doing a lot of those intangibles that I really saw in other players, especially Kyle Anderson, when he left. Now, it's not like he's scoring points, scoring 4 to 6 points, whatever. But his ability to pick and roll, know how to find Ja, feed Ja, his ability to box out players, his ability to just be stronger than others, man, it is, again, intangibles. These are not things on the stat sheet that are going to show up. But Steven Adams is muchly, muchly needed for us to continue being as great of a team as we are. And again, I'm calling us second in the division at the end.
Yep, man. Just take it back to the first game against the Knicks. Really good performance. I jumped out to the big lead. Blow it, but, you know, game of runs, NBA. Of course, I didn't like the defense at the end. Kind of just, I mean, they collapsed on the two when the Knicks were down by three and left Cam Reddish wide open for the three. Who was killing us? And shout out to Cam Reddish. I was really happy to see, like, you know, him finally being a situation that's good for him finally excelling. But just like little things like that. And of course, when you're missing, and I didn't know Dylan Brooks got hurt, right? And as much as, you know, we're known as the biggest Dylan Brooks haters, he was missed. He has been missed. That's not, we ain't finna get Kane cap and say he wasn't, right?
Right.
And of course, not all five of us are Dylan Brooks haters, but just as a podcast, is how we labeled. Dylan Brooks was missed, right? Zaire Williams was missed. Hypothetically, Jaren, Dylan, and Zaire are our three best defenders, arguably, right, on the team, and we're missing all three of them. So I kind of expected more of an offensive explosion type of thing. Desmond Bane has been off, so we'll need him. He's shooting 26% from three and 28% from the field first three games. And for the fact that we're 2-1, despite that, that's a really good sign. That lets you know, like, Ja Morant is a true superstar. He's taking over games. Overtime against the Knicks, took over. Tyus Jones is averaging, I think, 12 points a game right now. The bench hasn't really taken that big of a step back. The rookies, David Roddy and Jake LaRavia. Hey, did y'all hear Jake LaRavia's comments after the Knicks game?
No, I did not.
So, congrats to the media's Kelsey Wright Johnson asked him a question in the locker room. I guess what was his, like, oh, this is – what was his – coming to NBA moment, like, oh, I'm in the NBA. He was like, you know, I like Derrick Rose, you feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's getting engraved in the city. I love it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jake, man. Shout out.
So I know he said was Derrick Rose. I guess Derrick Rose is like one of his idols, one of his favorite players coming up. So it's just the way he said it. He said more after that, but it's just like how he started.
Yeah, just how he started off. Yeah.
But just saying, you know, they hit a couple of threes. I know in the Houston Rockets game, that was big and key in that game. So, of course, free throws, Memphis thing, Tyus Jones missing two free throws against Knicks. But yeah, luckily, Fournier missed that last three in the same spot. Cam Reddish hit heels, and it was a pretty good attempt. But, and it happens, like you was saying, she did the Knicks. I mean, it's kind of like how the NFL is right now. Like, it's the NBA the same way. It's just the whole league.
Yeah.
There's not – you have your sorry teams, but it's not many. It's probably five right out of 30 type of thing.
Yeah, and it's like, it's not your traditional, like what you thought it was, like, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. So,
right. You'll see things start to level out as we get towards Christmas. So as Christmas starts to approach, you'll see who your contenders are and then who of those is really going to be in the lottery or looking towards the draft. So yeah, it's weird now. It's usually always weird right out the gate. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. But I do have like one question though. Cause you talked briefly, Sharky, about Desmond Bane's, you know, recent struggles out the gate. I'm just wondering like how much of that is now teams like actually starting to pay attention to him. As that second go-to guy for the Grizzlies, because I started wondering that right out the gate with his struggles.
I think so. That's part of it. I think another part is missing Dylan Brooks. He's missing Jaren Jackson. Right. You had Dylan Brooks on the floor. That's somebody else. The defense have to count for because he's going to take shots. Defenses do try to take Dylan Brooks out of the game plan. So. And that's even Zaire, like those things matter in that context, but like you just said, without them, you're really home. You already gone game plan for them,
but yeah, you're game planning for them.
Yeah.
But like now, with those other guys out, like when everything is like keyed in on job, they're really shifting their focus towards you now. So I was wondering, like, how much of Bane struggles right out the gate right now, and we all know he'll eventually, you know, get out of this slump. Yeah. How much of it is just more teams just like paying a little bit more attention to him than usual with everybody out? So that's what I have there.
Yeah, and to answer your question, I know, Sharky, you got to finish going through your week. That's why I wanted him to really develop, like, you know, fake the three, right? Pump fake at the three-point line, take a few steps in, try that shot. Like you said, I mean, he's not doing good from the field either way. But you're right. They're closed down on him. They're not even really close. They're staying to him, sticking to him as well. And so I do want to see that, you know, him progress that shot a little bit better. But like we've all said it, you know, once we get some more people back, we'll be very helpful. Until then, though, before I pass it back to Shark, I know Big John's starting, but I got another one coming up the pipeline. Santi Adama. 18-11.
I gotta give it up. I was the one that called him out in summer league. I gotta give it up. He has been great for the Grizzlies, stepping into that starting role. So 18-11, yes, you can't knock that at all.
This is advertiser content brought to you by Frito-Lay.
Hello, I'm Chip Murphy, here to get you ready for the big tournament. Tonight we'll break down. We break down who will be cutting. Cut! What are you two doing?
Sorry, Chip. Prez here got his feathers ruffled when I told him Ruffles has zero chance of winning the title.
And I was letting Dip know that she is not taking into account Ruffles' iconic ridges.
Guys, it's March. We have to start talking about the tournament.
We are. It is the 2023 Frito-Lay Snack-It.
We're talking about big-time matchups between Cheetos, Smartfood, Lay's, Sun Chips, and more.
Just head to the Frito-Lay Snack Bracket and vote for your favorite chip, pretzel, or dip for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks.
This sounds great. Keep up the good work.
Just go to Frito-LaySnackIt.SBNation.com. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 4/3/2023. Void where prohibited. Here's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at Frito-LaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Yes, sir, man. He's providing that much-needed shooting that we need. And, of course, it's the beginning of the season. You know, you got the teams. One key I need, Taylor Jenkins to definitely improve on. He's very good out of bound. Timeout, play calling, and everything. these rotations, dog, just don't play Tillman, or please do not put him and Brandon Clark on the floor at the same time. So, you know, just little things like that Taylor Jenkins still doing. I understand he's tinkering lineups. She got players out. But some things you just know, like, nah, hey, there it is.
You can't have Xavier Tillman and Brandon Clark on the floor at the same time. Like, you have to know, like, in today's NBA, you need to have somebody out there in whatever position that's going to be able to space the floor for you. Having those two just made things a little bit more clogged, and yeah, it was a disaster.
Yeah, he got to find a way to stack her minutes or something. Honestly, he won't go 10 deep. You may not have to go 10 deep, but I understand he's preserving players' minutes and stuff. But as players get healthy, we'll see better rotations and everything.
I mean, it's a good problem to have, though, when you got you can play, you know, 10, 11 guys that can all come in and be effective. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but, you know, of course, as time goes along and, of course, the playoffs come around, you know, those rotations tend to shrink. So it's good that he's trying to figure out this now. So that way, when playoff times roll, he'll know exactly what to do, and then he can make adjustments as he see fit from there.
Yep, for sure, for sure. Going to the Houston game, Jalen Green. Came out. Of course, I knew he was going to get heels in. Sengun, surprise.
I'm trying to tell you, he's nice.
I thought he was starting. I guess they kind of like Christian Wood in Dallas. Yeah, kind of like Christian Wood in Dallas. I guess they want to spark off the bench, but I knew there'd probably be some problems. So shout out to the Houston Rockets for giving us the game, for really leading. I mean, they went on like a 15-0 run in the second quarter. But Ja Morant had to show off his MVP, you know, his coming to moment, and showing like he's a true – well, we already knew he's a true superstar, but that's what superstars do in that type of game. So going to the next night at Dallas, kind of figured back-to-back – he just had that performance. That's the night we probably really need that Desmond Bane to step up, right? And just to happen, Luka had like 21 points in the first quarter, things like that. I feel like Dallas really our kryptonite. It's kind of like with an asterisk. The Grizzlies have never truly, it's always been some type of circumstance. We've never truly been healthy when we played against them, or we always played them 8 games in 12 nights, 3rd game in 4 nights.
Or that weird 9 o'clock start game we had last season, right? Dallas.
And that was a game between our nights. So you said, it's like,
oh, you got
some type of weird quirk.
Yeah, my fault. Go ahead, Shark. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There you go.
No, I was just saying, or like to your point, like when you have to play against Dallas or come to Dallas, it's never like you just come to play Dallas and then you leave. You got to go to Houston. You got to do San Antonio. You have to see at least 2 to 3 of these teams while you're in Texas before you leave up out of there. So that does make it challenging to your point and adding on to that.
Yeah, and I would say, that's why I say I still say it's yes, because we beat other teams while not healthy. And we still can't beat them in these certain situations. So I really do need to see us actually fully healthy. Well, not even fully healthy, but even, you know, majority healthy. We're missing 3 rotational players, potentially 4. If you're Danny Green, we actually be part of rotation type of thing. And Dallas, like you said, is a contender. The Knicks and Houston Rockets are not contenders. So you probably are supposed to beat them even when you're not healthy, as long as you got Ja Morant and Desmond Bane playing. So good week 2-1. I mean, you pulled out the played some tough games, but you pulled it out, and that's all that matters. So shout out to the Grizz for a really solid start to the season, especially keeping up with the rest of the conference. And like you said, with our own division. Things just get more tough, but transitioning coming to this upcoming week, we do have coming up the Brooklyn Nets. I will be at that game, so hopefully I can rub off some good juju and get pulled out a victory against the Brooklyn Nets. And then we play the Sacramento Kings.
Not the New Jersey Nets with Jason Kidd.
Then we play head Sacramento on Thursday to play the Sacramento Kings or Sacramento Queens, like Shaq used to call them back in the day. Then we play at the Utah Jazz on Saturday before playing against them on Monday. But we're probably going to record before their Monday's game. So let's just predict the next 3. And Utah is surprisingly like 2-0. They might be 3-0 or 2-1. I'm not sure. I don't know if they played 3rd game yet. But
they're playing right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay. That's it. So by the time this recording comes out, they would be 2-1 or 3-0. But they're 2-0 at the time we actually recording. So Brooklyn at Sacramento, at Utah. What's our record this week? Hopefully, Dylan Brooks was close to coming back against Dallas. I would assume he's coming back sometime this week. Maybe against Brooklyn, but what's y'all record for this week?
Yeah, and just FYI off the record, Utah is up 10 right now against the Pelicans at halftime. So apparently Utah didn't catch the memo about tanking this season. But back to the Grizz and their week. I'm gonna do it. I think Memphis goes 3-0 this week. I've had the opportunity to see Brooklyn play. I'm not thoroughly impressed with what they with what they've had so far. I mean, it's been a lot of KD and Kyrie happen to will this team just to keep it close. And of course, I believe they beat Sacramento in their second game. But that first game against the Pelicans, they just got absolutely smacked. Ben Simmons
It was Toronto. I remember the game.
No, they got the W against Toronto. But it's like if those who are not clicking – then pretty much it's a huge opportunity for the Grizz to come in and get that win there. So I like Memphis in that game. Memphis and Sacramento, we all know Sacramento is going to play hard. They're under Mike Brown, things of that nature. They're going to be a tough out defensively. I could see a similar game to what happened in Houston, but I still think Memphis gets the W there. And I did mention that we split the home and home against Utah. So I believe this one here will be the one that Memphis wins. Because somebody's got to slow Utah down at some point, and I think it'll probably be Memphis in this first game of that home and home. So give me 3-0 for this week for the Grizz.
I'm just looking at everything. To add to your point, Trevor, you got Lori going off for 20 plus points right now for the Utah Jazz. They clearly didn't get the memo about losing every game this season. They must have went to their spam folder. But in regards to the rest of the week, to your point that we talked about Desmond Bane earlier, I think Desmond Bane steps up against Brooklyn. I'm calling it right now. Bring him back home. You know, he's heard the slumps talk. So I got to win against them. And this is where I think it gets a little bit dicey for us. I have a little bit more faith in the Kings this year. I'm not going to call them the Queens as Shaq used to. But they've had a pretty rough schedule. They played the Trailblazers already and the Clippers, and both of those were losses. But both of those, they scored over 108 points. They barely lost to the Clippers. This team is well coached. And Mike Brown has got some championship pedigree with him now as well. So I think we lose that one. And then we regain our momentum at Utah, and we win that one. So I still got 2-1. I just think our loss happens with Sacramento. And we're going back to Sacramento. It's like we're here. Right in Memphis, and we got to go back out to Sacramento. So I think that'll take its toll. So give me 2-1 with a loss against the Kings. But we'll revenge this loss, especially when we all get healthy.
Yep. And also, remember, the players and coaches don't tank. They don't know nothing about no tanking. It's the front office that try to tank. So expect more trades from Utah to come pretty soon. They about to trade a couple of the players.
I think Snavy said it best. I'm trading everybody with a positive plus money.
Exactly.
You need to start with Lori because Lori out here balling right now.
I just tuned in on here on League Pass. Lori out here giving these folks buckets.
Hey, man, we can use them. We can use them in Memphis possibly, man. You know, you never know, man. But come to this week, I'm kind of leaning more with you, Sheedy. You know, I'm always I'll be going 3-0, right? I'm always the person doing it. Shout out to Trevor for taking my place on that this week. I'm gonna say 2-1 though. I got the loss being to the Kings. Both teams would be well rested going to the game. The Grizzlies play Monday, the Kings play on Sunday against the Warriors. So we're recording for the game. The game will already have a result by the end of that time. They might be 0-3 coming to that game, so they're gonna be a little more fired up to try and get a win. And if the Grizzlies come out like they did against Houston, I think the Kings are better than Houston. So if you come out like you did against Houston against the Kings, and I'm actually having that same vibe that Trevor said, I think that's what's probably going to happen. It's going to be that type of game. But I think the Kings, unlike Houston, will actually pull out the victory. I wrote the game preview on GrizzlyBearBlues.com. So check us out, GrizzlyBearBlues.com. A blog post, I wrote a game preview for the Brooklyn game. I did say in that preview that Desmond Bane would break out his slump as Brooklyn's 25th ranked defense at points per game and 3-point percentage. I think their opponents are shooting like 42% from three or something. So Desmond Bane, this is this perfect, you know, get going type of game. So I got a victory there. And after losing to Sacramento, they will rebound to defeat. May still be undefeated. Utah Jazz, who knows? We'll see what's going on Saturday when we hit Utah. But ain't nothing to do in Utah, so ain't like you going to be going out partying and stuff. Go ahead, take care of business. And they got to stay there over the weekend. So, I mean, just go ahead, beat them down twice. Why you got to stay in the boring city like that, apparently. So, 2-1 is what I got this week. So, hey, anybody got anything else?
I will go real quick. Well, one, we really actually need the Pelicans to lose tonight. But I do want to say, for us, we're going to need something to spark us off the bench. You have, and I'm talking about just within our division, you got the Mavericks, got, you know, Backwoods and Tim Hardaway coming off the bench. That's, you can almost talk about 35 points coming off the bench. And unless we get someone that's going to physically stop them defensively or match their energy offensively, they're going to be a problem. And of course the Pelicans. So I'm still staying within our division. I really believe truly, as long as we're the second place in our division, we will go far. But if we drop to third, it gets a little uglier.
Yeah, and I think health is going to help there whenever Zaire comes back. Well, from what I heard, I think Taylor Jenkins is a 1 week pretty much, and they're going to reevaluate him. So sometime this week, he might be upgraded to questionable. Dylan should be coming back, which will then put Big John, your boy Big John, back to
Big
the bench.
Big John!
Big John. Hey,
shout out Big John. I think he's in the top 10 right now as far as percentage-wise, as far as catch and shoot threes, as far as attempts and makes. So shout out to Big John in that regard.
And the East Side boys, brother. The East Side boys.
the Grizz boys, the big Memphis boys.
I'll take that. We'll
come up with something. Big John and the Grizz boys. There we go. Let's go. Big Memphis. Let's go.
Yeah, everybody, you know, everybody got him calling Jitty. We call him Big John over here, man. The starting five. Yeah. But yeah, that does it for the episode, man. Very quick, easy, and simple. Three man weeping out here. Remember to follow us on Twitter at the starting five, the number five MEM. Follow us on Grizzly. Follow Grizzly Bear Blues at SBN Grizzlies. And check out the articles, like I said earlier, at grizzlybearblues.com. Listen to the other podcasts on network, GBB Live, Core 4 Podcast, which us and them will be y'all beginning podcast to start the week. GBB Live come out either Wednesdays or Thursdays. Grizz the Next Gen podcast with our guy Bryson, and Grizzly Bear Betts is coming out with bets for every game. He is 3-0. His picks of the week, his picks of the game for the first three games of the season. So definitely give him
good time.
Nice,
make you some money. And of course, follow me on Twitter at the one DAONE_PSHARK.
Hey, this is your guy Trevor, aka League Pass Trevor, but I'm at the Auto Trevor, and of is a preposition.
Hey, man, it's really shitty, man. Let's go get these buckets, Grizz Nation, man. Hey, Big John and the Grizz Gang coming.
Album coming soon.
Explicit content.
For sure. And, of course, all our other members at _ Scalito and at Tail Shakir. Until next time, Grizz Gang.
Go Grizz.
Yes, sir.